Voter ID clashes, tainted lettuce, and partisan grant decisions rock Washington. Senator Eric Schmidt released a Biden-era memo this week, detailing how the previous administration shielded millions of people from deportation through prosecutorial discretion guidelines. The release was politically timed to contrast with the current administration's enforcement posture, though the document itself offers a detailed window into how immigration enforcement priorities were set at the agency level, a question courts have been wrestling with for years. The White House's public confrontation with Senate Majority Leader John Thune over the stalled SAVE Act was the more immediately consequential political story. Press Secretary Leavitt explicitly warned that Trump's patience is running out. With Thune over the voter ID bill, and called on Senate Republicans to pass it before the August recess. That kind of direct public pressure on the person responsible for managing the Senate Republican caucus is a high-risk maneuver, capable of entrenching resistance as much as overcoming it. A handful of Republican senators have raised concerns about the bill's administrative burdens on states and on American citizens without readily available documentation. A Cyclospora outbreak linked to lettuce sickened thousands of people and generated an unusual moment when Fox News correspondent Peter Doocy asked the president directly when it would be safe to eat lettuce again. Trump replied, "I don't know." That answer might have passed unnoticed in isolation, but it arrived in the context of Taylor Farms, a major produce supplier. Having met with White House officials before the FDA walked back an earlier finding about the outbreak's source, that sequence has the architecture of a congressional inquiry. The Department of Energy made an extraordinary admission this week. It canceled clean energy grants based on how states voted in 2024. The stated rationale was not project merit, changed regulatory priorities, or budget constraints. It was electoral outcomes. Long-standing prohibitions on federal grant decisions being made on political grounds create substantial legal exposure for the agency. Ken Paxton's Senate campaign separately admitted to returning $17,500 in contributions that exceeded federal legal limits, a notable gap between the Texas Attorney General's rule of law rhetoric and his campaign's actual compliance with campaign finance law. The social and cultural periphery of domestic politics produced its own flashpoints. The Trump Correspondents' Dinner, held 3 months late following a shooting, saw the president call himself oversensitive to press coverage before targeting CNN's Anderson Cooper and Caitlin Collins by name. Vance allies began publicly warning of a coordinated GOP operation to derail his 2028 presidential bid, a move analysts read either as evidence of genuine internal Republican tension or as a preemptive narrative designed to label future criticism as conspiratorial targeting. And U.S. Ambassador to France Charles Kushner announced he was leaving New York City to become a Florida resident, citing what he called the anti-Semitism of incoming New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, who has become a focal point for national tensions around Israel policy even before formally taking office.